Good morning, Christ community. I'd like to do two things this morning. I'd like to update you on the new small group ministry that is opening signups today. But I want to put it in the into the context of the new vision that is coming into the church alongside of something that happened to me in my life earlier that has kind of matches what God is doing here that's really drawing me in personally to this vision. Small group sign up, for those of you that are interested, will be in the fellowship hall. Teresa and Debbie Forrester will be there in, with their computers. For any of you that are interested, it'll that sign up will carry through for the next 4 weeks. But if the small groups are going to they're going to take folks on a first come basis. So if you really want to get into a small group, I would encourage you to begin to move on that today, and maybe have a backup group as well, because some of those groups are already closing. But the fall small groups, they will basically have two components to them. All the 20 small groups that are starting will have the same basic two components. The first one is discipleship. They'll be really strong in discipleship. And part of what we're doing is we're building doors in the same way that Jesus built doors at different levels for different people in their spiritual formation. We're in the process of building new doors here at Christ Community and watching God do that. So if you're a skeptic, or if you're a friend of skeptics, or if you're friends of people who are moving out of the church, we're going to build those small groups in the future. But right now, these small groups are basically discipleship groups for those who have moved in, who want to move into the church and know that. The second component is one that I'm personally being drawn into in the vision that's really exciting, because it's something that happened to me when I was starting out in ministry back in the 80s. I worked for a church in downtown Atlanta, and in similar way, unlike what is happening with me here, it's a church that I really fell in love with. I was a youth pastor, fell in love with the families. And in a similar way to this church, we had students coming from about 15 different schools, public schools, private schools, all over the perimeter of Atlanta, because it was a downtown church. But one of the things that this story started for me was when a family that was from the projects became believers in our church. And it was a single mother with four kids. Her oldest son came into our youth group, and I started to take him home back and forth to youth group on Sunday nights. And through that process, befriended them, got to know them, and then through a process, the Lord just started to pull me into the inner city. And all sorts of things started happening. But through a series of events, we started a ministry with an ethnic community that was about four blocks away from where this church was located. This was a beautiful church facility on the corner of North Avenue and Peachtree. The projects were across the interstate, across from Georgia Tech. And so that's kind of the area we were in. The area that we started in ministry was about four blocks away. It was an ethnic community. There were lots of different ethnic communities like that. That was the beginning of the Lord really doing something with me that I didn't. I wish I could say I jumped into this. I went in kind of kicking and screaming because it was rough. It was a rough area. Spending the nights there, I can remember hearing gunshots. We had kids coming from the ethnic community next door that was notoriously known for sex trafficking and unspeakable things with children. We had some of those children coming into our ministry, watching their behavior. I mean, getting to know those families is just, it was heartbreaking. But one of the things that started to happen that was really surprising was the ministry started to grow with our students. And we had students that were on the fringe, had been on the fringe. We had all kind of different programs going on, but they started to come. And some families started to come. Families that weren't even involved in our church started to come in. And I remember being perplexed. I was like, we do all these other great things. What is going on? And it really started to grow. And I was driving home with one of the students. He was a leader in our high school group. And we were driving home after a couple of weeks of ministry in this area. And I remember him looking at me and he said, "Chris, you know, I've been all over the world with you and with this church and incredible things." He said, "But something's happening to me because I'm realizing that these people are in my neighborhood." And then he said, they are my neighborhood. He said, "And there's something breaking in me." I've driven by this area every day on my way to school. And he said, "Now I see people, I see their faces." And he said, it's broken my heart. That is something that is happening here. It's many of you are involved in ministries and all types of things, but there's something else that's happening with this vision and the leaders who are leading it that are moving into wanting to move into that kind of vision. Jesus is creating a door that's a missional door that we're beginning to follow. So this morning, I want to invite you, especially those of you that are thinking about leadership. I want to invite you to consider being leaders in the spring of these small groups. But I really want to invite you, and I know there are hundreds of ministries that are going on here. I want to invite all of you to consider praying about this new small group ministry that's moving out into this community, and to consider and to pray for the new vision that's coming to Christ Community. Thank you.